When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pistachio Cream Cold Brew. Silky pistachio cream cold foam tops our bold, smooth cold brew for a delicious twist on a favorite winter flavor. Make today a good day. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Grunge became a noun. It seemed a way to pigeonhole a bunch of bands.
Along the way, somebody decided to call it grunge.
What is grunge? Does it involve a flannel shirt?
Hello! Welcome to Le Grunge.
Le Grunge.
Oh. They got a lot of nice girls.
I love that one. We should have been doing that since the beginning.
ZZ Top, man.
That's the intro, man.
ZZ Top. Everyone has that intro. There's like three or four podcasts that use LaGrange as an intro.
Oh, hey, by the way, we're The Grunge. This is the podcast where we do the shit. I am Joseph Rose.
And I am Jeremy Jerrywood.
Jerry, everyone. Sexwithjerry.com is a thing.
Right before you...
I'm putting it right on out there.
Right before you turn this thing on, I'm like in podcast shell shock. And he's like, are you ready for a podcast? I'm like, which one? like there was like a moment where I was like, I don't know where my headspace should be. Yeah, go visit
sexwithjerry.com. In case you all don't know yet, now you know, we're hosting a new podcast, Jerry and I. This one is called Sex with Jerry, starring Joseph Rose.
That is the title. Came up while we were doing The Grunge.
Yeah, right.
It was during an episode, I think. Huh. Sex with Jerry, starring Joseph Rose. You know,
it's just like magic. Here it is.
Because you had to like shunt yourself in the middle of everything. Even reading it. Like if you go on the website, you'll look at it. If in the picture, it looks fine. But like in the title of like the Facebook thing, it just says Sex with Jerry and then dash starring Joseph Rose. And it's like, he just shoehorned his ass right in the middle of that motherfucker. You know? It's a little, the song.
Well, listen, everybody, you can visit sexwithjerry.com. We're just letting you know this is not, it doesn't involve the grunge. The grunge, I don't believe, will be affected in any way.
We'll not suffer.
We're business as usual over here. A couple of stoners listening to jams and... Mm-hmm. God knows we need more of that.
That
so,
will never end.
But listen, while people are not stoned listening to jams, maybe they're stoned having sex and they need answers to their questions. And so they're going to come to us and I'm going to give them answers.
Yeah, I will too. And you know, now when I get stoned, like, it's nice to have sex, but I'm not motivated enough.
Right.
Like before, as a child, I was like, as a 7-year-old boy.
Child sex is what you were having.
No.
Child but sex.
In my teens and 20s, there was...
Jerry
was
has like, a long history of sex as a child.
Yes, my babysitter, all that good stuff. I was a Lothario. But yeah, I mean, the motivation for it now is like, you want to have sex? Yeah, just give me a second. And then you do something else. Watch Wicked Tuna. It's a great show.
You really have been loving that lately.
It's fucking great.
It's baffling.
I love this fish show.
So we're just letting you know, guys. Don't worry. But we have to tell you. I mean, you're an audience who, for whatever reason, tolerates Jerry and I.
Fornicates.
And you may or may not have sex. But it's sex and relationships and what have you.
Just tune in for the song.
It's a great song.
Joseph made that in a basement.
I did.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, so check that out if you want. We've got a fun Patreon over there if you're into that. We've got the Shady Sex Club is what we're calling it. Mm-hmm. But all right, there's enough of that. Sexwithjerry.com, check it out.
Real quick before
there's our commercial.
On a personal note, it's a part-time guest host, Andy. He stumbled upon the website and he's like, "What?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Hey man, the only thing you gotta do is listen." So he listened to the song while I was on the phone with him.
Oh god.
A la to what you did with Pearl Jam with that young lady.
Oh yes.
Joseph listened to Pearl Jam album
back in high school
through the phone.
Yeah, back in high school.
That's how much he loves music. I would have shut that shit down in a minute. Put my rotary phone down. Enough of this.
I couldn't wait. So what's new, Jerry? What else is new? We've got the new podcast rolling. What's new in the life of Jerry?
Nothing. I was my dealership stole my money. That was a thing.
Again,
they stole my money. So like I went on a hissy fit. I had a hissy fit for that.
I'm going to take my edibles good and early.
Do it up.
I'm going to need them.
I've been experimentation.
Wow.
Those are two words that should never go together. But I've been using stencils to paint, so it makes me look better than I really am. I'm really discovering this Banksy type artwork.
Now, are you creating these stencils?
Yeah. I'm cutting them out and doing them all myself. You know, so it's so much fun and it looks so cool. So that's my new thing I'm doing. Then I move on to dots. I'm painting with dots, and then I watch that
dots.
I watch this documentary.
Like a pointillism thing.
Yeah. Pointed. And then I watch that documentary. I talked to you about it last night for a second.
Oh yeah, the stolen art,
the
forged art,
and it was contemporary art. And I was like, "What a load of shit that is!" This guy Rothrock or whatever, Rothko, just painted squares, and people are like $43 million. I'm like,
okay. So now who's the guy you'll be inspired by now? Is it Wyeth?
It's Wyeth is one of them.
Yeah, he's the pointillist master, just from nearby here.
Mm-hmm.
He was a local man.
Yeah, people in their 70s knew him.
Yeah.
You know, so we have a great museum.
I don't give a fuck about him.
Oh, the Brandywine Museum features him. I like the guy. I love that museum too. I love where it's put. It's right next to a creek. I want to live next to water. We talk about what I want out of life. I want to live next to water, not an ocean. I don't care for that. But like a creek, a babbling brook, something like that. If any of you guys live next to
water. I do love a small to medium sized body of water.
Me too.
I do enjoy that.
It's peaceful.
Yeah.
It's not the rushing. Again, the ocean is too much. I don't know what's going on there.
I love a river.
Yeah, river's beautiful.
Yeah.
I saw a river in Colorado at the nicest rest stop I've ever been in my life. And this raging river. And that was back when I was high. 24/7.
It was a raging river?
It was a raging Colorado river as far as I was concerned. And it was just really the nicest rest stop. The rest stop was built into the side of a mountain. I'm like, these guys spare no expense here in Colorado. I was a real heavy smoker then, of weed and cigarettes, and going to Colorado with that and with limited lung capacity, is fucking suicide. I'll never move there.
Altitude, yeah,
dude, it was a bad situation. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of this state.
Yeah, it gets a little thin, I guess. I've not been there, but yeah, I wonder how that is compared to Salt Lake City. I don't remember.
You're on the Salt Lake City ain't bad. Utah's not bad.
Yeah,
going through Utah is just it's a lot of rocks.
Is that the Mile High State?
That's Colorado.
I meant Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado. Yeah. It's Colorado. Mile High State.
Yeah. Mile High Stadium and all that.
We named our back deck Mile High when I was, back when I was in my 20s.
I'm sure you did.
We made a pool toy bong. It was just so cool. It went through the pool like a water bong. It was just
unique.
Chlorine being heated up.
I'm making a lot of microphone noise here. I'm trying to adjust.
It's always making microphone noise.
Yeah, I'm not normally, but I had an issue here.
There.
Stop it, Jerry.
But how are you? What's new and exciting with you?
I don't fucking know, dude.
All right.
You know, first of all, learn to mind your own business.
Okay.
All right? Just because I ask you a question doesn't mean you got to turn around and start saying shit to me.
I just don't spill every detail of my life. How are you? Fuck off.
Yeah.
Don't even ask your general disposition. Just.
You know, what? How I'm doing is none of your motherfucking business.
Okay.
All right, Jerry. I just felt like being aggressive. Listen, we've got a message from a listener.
Oh, cool.
A woman by the name of, how do you say this? Mara Lecates, I believe it is.
Sounds like a roof tile.
Yeah, does it, Jerry? That's
like shale. Margaret shale.
Mara, she writes in, "Hey guys, I was so excited you were finally covering this album. referring to Pearl Jam's No Code mm-hmm. episode that we just did. This is my second favorite Pearl Jam album. Versus will always be my number one. I just love the chill vibe and slow jams that were created that I don't really think would fit well onto any other album they've done. As much as I love Vedder's signature vocals, No Code was a refreshing departure for me. We could all use a little more Pearl Jam in our lives. Thanks and keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, the more Pearl Jam for me would be like, hey, say, speak for yourself type deal. But
all right, Jerry, you liked it.
I thought you it was liked okay. it. I did. It's not my favorite, though.
Sure.
The feedback I'm seeing, though, it is everyone's. I mean, it's not because it was a departure. They just weren't on my radar. And, yeah. and so it's just, I listened to it again, probably for the third time with you just this last week.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it was there.
For the third time, like ever?
Yeah, I've never listened really? To the whole album. I've actually never listened to the album all the way through.
No shit.
It might have been on in the background when I worked at the wall, but right. that was about it. Hmm. Yeah, so I gave it a B. And Dougie, you know, I get on Twitter.
Yes, yeah, I got some messages. Yeah, he digs it.
Mm-hmm. Pearl Jam's hard to hate.
I think it's probably not the favorite album of anyone who might consider themselves to be a casual Pearl Jam fan.
That is I.
But I think a lot of people who are way into Pearl Jam and have been, I feel like that one usually is right up there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for the people that feel at home and cozy with Pearl Jam, right. I feel like No Code is an important one for those folks, and I guess I'd be one of those.
And you've talked about your albums before, what you liked, and I'm going to be honest with you, the next one coming up, Yield, I did not like. And again, really? That's another one I only listened to like three times. So like, I got to give it another whirl. So I won't listen to it until we listen to it in the next Pearl Jam installment. Which
yeah,
is
we've got a little ways to go, but not right. too long. I think we might have a couple of like this year that we're in 96 is sort of lean relative to some of the ones we just had. So I suspect the next few might be like that. But mm-hmm. but again, it almost doesn't matter.
No,
we're finding more and more freedom in this format. Mm-hmm. And I love that the most.
Yeah.
You know, I often, you know, I'll be honest here. I've never talked about this aloud on the podcast, but I often have considered some sort of rebranding for the whole podcast. Mm.
I think
I don't have anything in mind. No. I don't know what that might be, but I've considered it.
If we want to do some inside baseball, I think that, you know, people will look at the name of it and be like, oh, I love that music. Because I was surprised that no one named their podcast in the annals of podcast. Yeah. The Grunge. It's just so easy. You know, yeah. I mean, there are some people who have said, like, you shouldn't be called the Grunge.
Let me tell you something else that's been going on. I wasn't planning on any of this, but, you know, I listen to a couple of Pearl Jam podcasts.
Yeah.
I listen to a few, actually, and several music podcasts. And there are two, at least one prominent one and another Pearl Jam podcast. They've sort of had some issues. The big one, these guys on the Single Podcast Theory.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to their show most of the time. Sometimes they have an episode that like I'm not really looking for it, but generally I listen. And they've recently had to go bi-weekly. They've been a weekly podcast. Mm-hmm. And those two guys who host that show, I think are I don't know if they've decided, but I think they're going to be branching off and doing a podcast of themselves.
Just two individual podcasts?
No, like a separate one together, but not Pearl Jam related, I think.
I think in human nature is to, we're doing it, and if you're a creative person, you can't do the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You move on to something else, a la what we're doing, what the Single Podcast Theory is doing as well. So like you do something different.
And then there's this other one, The Porch Podcast.
I know The Porch. These two very two friendly ladies. Women. Yeah, very cool. I've listened to that before.
They're like, they broke up or something. Well, I don't know. They broke up. They're having an extended hiatus.
Well,
an indefinite hiatus. You know,
people are going back to work. That's also a thing.
I don't know if that's their case, but I don't exactly know for sure. In a lot of cases, sure.
People going back into their normal routine and they don't have time to do this type of thing. We are... You know, I'm always doing something, but Joseph's full-time job is entertaining the masses. So it's hard for me to keep up with that type of production, but no one has the schedule we have.
Yeah.
I'm off on Wednesdays and Thursdays. You know what I mean? Like, we can do this indefinitely until one of us kills each other.
Yeah. Well, look, Jerry, Anima is the second studio album by American rock band Tool.
That's how you pronounce it?
Anima.
Anima. I've been calling it something else for years.
What have you been calling it?
Probably Anemia or Nema or something like that.
We're going to get to the name of the album.
Okay.
It was released in vinyl format on September 17th, 1996 through Zoo Entertainment and was produced by David Bottrell. It was released a couple weeks later on CD and cassette, you know. The album debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 chart upon its initial release.
Strong.
Selling 148,000 copies in its first week. It was certified triple platinum by the recording industry on March 4th, 2003, quite a while back.
Still,
triple platinum back then. The album appeared on several lists of the best albums of 1996, including that of Kerrang and Terrorizer. The title track won the Grammy Award for Best Metal Performance in 1998. Rolling Stone listed the album at number 18 on its list of the 100 greatest metal albums of all time in the universe.
Yeah, a bunch of metalheads have just gasped. Right. Any fucking metal.
Anima is Tool's first studio album with bassist Justin Chancellor. The title, Jerry, Anima, is a combination of the words anima, Latin for soul, and associated with the ideas of the life force. It was a term often used by psychologist Carl Jung. And the word enema, the medical procedure involving the injection of fluids into the rectum.
Mm, I never had one of those.
By means of the butt.
I would like.
An enema?
Not an enema. What's the other one? I would like to have everything drained. What is that called?
Colonic.
I would like a colonic.
Yes. You know, I've never had one, but I've considered it.
Me too. Only because it's a quick way to lose a little bit of weight.
I mean, how much weight are you going to lose?
I am 30 pounds of shit.
Oh, Jerry. Well, that's what we're going to listen to tonight, guys.
Anima. Tool.
Yeah.
Man, you're a Tool. Mm-mm-mm.
What? Feeling about this album?
I always have to be in a certain mind state. It's like Rage. And they're both friends, apparently. Rage Against the Machine and Tool.
Yeah.
So they know each other well. It's just you have to be in a correct mind state. I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to listen to Tool. But that's the type of band where I have to think about doing it. Like, I want to do that today.
Yeah.
You know? But well, let's give it a whirl.
Well, let's take a journey. Track number 1 is Stink Fist.
Yes. This was a single, wasn't it?
I believe this was the lead single for the album, yeah. Had a wild video that was quite popular.
Hey, John Mesh, that's all the intro you need.
Sorry, John.
That's the problem with the last one, intros.
Yeah, that sounds real good to me. I'm going to turn myself up. I'm going to turn that up.
Turn my headphones up. Turn my headphones up.
I did it.
This feels like a 90s song.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I remember this and remember being real into, like, bum equipment.
Into what?
Bum equipment. Z Cavaricci's. Yeah, dude, this is different. Not a happy band. I say this every time. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, they're not a very happy band.
No. There's no fucking around. It's always very menacing.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about Les Claypool last week, where he's a dangerous, like, pick. You know,
right.
It felt, that's how he feels like to me. Like, there's something off about this cat.
Yeah.
These guys, there's something off about these people, and listening to them makes me off. You know, like, whatever I'm thinking is going to be warped now.
I have information about various songs and stuff, and I don't know, maybe I'll dip into them. I don't need to read a fucking
33 minutes
encyclopedia.
Edibles kick in.
That's right.
then the dancing and the singing start.
Now, this jam is sort of referencing, I don't have any notes on this one, but I think this one is referencing perhaps, I don't know, a look at becoming desensitized in one way or another. He sings about boredom is something. What is the line? I don't know.
I remember that this video, I think then they had to change the name of the song on
yes.
TV.
Yeah, they just called it like song number 1 or
yeah,
something.
It wasn't Stink Fist. You couldn't put that up there. And all I can think of was Spinal Tap's. Like, why can't we call it Smell the Glove?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I think that's what this one is about. And then throughout the song, he changes from, like, finger to, like, elbow to shoulder, you know.
It's a Shel Silverstein poem, really. Yeah. Getting into the alligator and shit like that. There's boa constrictor.
Great production on this album. Oh, yeah. David Bottrell, famous for driving Soundgarden crazy, trying to get good sounds on Super Unknown. I'm sure
did a great job.
I'm sure he probably took this a similar approach here.
So, but Maynard he's a perfectionist.
Maybe
that's what I always.
He's a pain in the ass.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Again, not a friendly man.
I was really pumped for this album. I was anticipating this album. By the time it came out, I was way into Tool, and I was eagerly anticipating. And this is an album where I remember the moment I bought it and first listened to it. It was a whole situation. I think I might have told the tale on the last Tool album. But yeah, I got to the CD store on the way to my band practice. Went into the practice room. Everybody had their instruments ready to go. And I said, yo, guys, new Tool, got it a day early. I went to the shady CD store that would give it to me a day early when they weren't allowed to. And we just dropped everything and went right up and listened to the album.
That's real music love right there. We were deep into it. Yeah. The album art, that had the CD, it was like not a hologram. What was that thing called? Where it was a...
It was lenticular.
Lenticular, yes. It was a lenticular album.
Lenticular
cover.
Album cover.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love
this.
The best
movie poster I've ever seen in my life was The Frighteners, and that was lenticular.
I don't remember that.
The Frighteners is a Michael J. Fox, Peter Jackson movie.
Okay.
But it's a great movie. I really recommend it.
Was it a great movie?
It was a good movie.
All right.
I recommend it. It was Peter Jackson before he went full Lord of the Rings and shit like that. But not like bad Peter Jackson, like Dead Alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I went fucking mental with this album. I spent just countless hours buried in headphones with this. This was that time in my life when I was in full-blown, I don't know, maybe I'll just kill myself today, goth kid.
Yeah.
Like
black hair.
Yeah, black hair down to my ass. I was in a dark basement with black walls.
So this is us when we were in Votek. You were listening to this in 96.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is when we met each other. But it's hard being a rap fan. This album was always on, though, and because of my friends, you know?
Track two. Oh, okay. Listen to this. Yeah. I have a weird thought right here.
Tell me.
All right, I might even rewind this for a second, but listen. Okay, so imagine Fraggle Rock. You know Fraggle Rock?
I do.
Okay, in Fraggle Rock, do you know the little guys? I think they're the
Doozers.
Are they the Doozers?
I believe they're the Doozers.
Okay, those guys. They're always running around building shit, right?
The Fraggles would eat their shit.
Okay, now, I have not seen Fraggle Rock in 100 years, and I could be way off. This is a distant memory, but I swear, I'm going to start it over right here. I feel like this is the sound of them building, okay? Whenever I hear this track, that's literally what I think of.
Doozers?
I think of them, guys, running around building. Close your eyes, hear them in your headphones. They're building.
We were children when that came on. Well, whatever. The idea of our audience knowing what Fraggle Rock is.
People know.
A talking trash pile.
Yeah, listen to this. That was weird.
You know, the Oracle or something.
Jerry, I'm going to turn your headphone up against your will.
Now, all I can think of is Doozers.
Yeah, it's great.
Little hats, no eyes, green people.
This is Eulogy, by the way.
Little house noise there, little techno. Mm, 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 mm. I do love this. Sit on a big Medeski Martin Wood kick, and this is like that. They do a lot of like acid jazz.
Wow, Jerry.
So fun. Yeah, I love me some Medeski Martin Wood.
Yeah.
Those things, the Spanish people use the calypso, the little shells.
Castanets?
Castanets. Sounds like you got castanets in here.
Yeah.
The shells. The
you
shells.
Just ask questions and I just have the answers.
You know what
it's
I'm
amazing.
Saying.
I don't know how this happened.
Well, you can see me too, where I'm doing, I'm doing the thing, the lobster claw thing.
You can listen back, you know, if anybody out there is a significant sort of Tool fan. you can see how they've been building toward what is their most recent album for all these years. They've been piece by piece building toward what that newest album is. This album, I believe, was really a quantum leap forward from the album before it to this one. This is where Tool started to really be like, all right, we're a different thing altogether.
Yeah, I mean, they could be prog, they could be metal, I mean, they could be rock. I mean, they have a ton of different sounds. It surprises me, metal performance, but I think MTV...
Well, yeah, where do you put them? That was as hard. I guess these guys are put into alternative metal.
Yeah.
I guess.
They're not metal. They're one of the reasons that many of my friends do not believe in metal charts.
Really?
Iced Earth is metal.
Yeah.
It's not. How much freaky shit has been done to this album?
I mean, just at my house. I mean, it's a long list.
Yeah, it's just so dark and sexy. I think it's always been a Tool's always been sexy.
They can have that. Yeah.
I think the whole sound is
the problem with Tool's sexy factor, or their sexual potential, if you will, is the fact that they can't just calm the fuck down and play in 4/4 for extended periods of time. They have to constantly be counting to 7 or something all the time, and that fucks you up. That fucks you up good sometimes.
I don't know. They don't intentionally go out to do it. Some Reznor songs, some Nine Inch Nails songs intentionally go for that industrial steampunk sex thing. You know, this doesn't have that. To me, if a girl looked at me and said, come here, and this song was playing, I'd be like, oh God.
Motherfucker.
I better be prepared for whatever's coming my way. Now, you've seen these men live.
Yes, I saw them on this tour a couple times.
How is he live? How is Tool live?
Oh, they were fucking fantastic. You know, early days of Tool, man. I loved seeing them so much. I mean, it was so intense was the word. Like, being in that environment early on in the tour for this album was fucking intense. On a nearly a spiritual level. I mean, seriously. But I will tell you, one of my most frustrating concert experience ever was Tool many, many years later after that, early 2000s. I saw them at Madison Square Garden, and I could have gotten my hands on a sniper rifle,
oh God,
I would have taken Adam Jones right out. I would have taken all of them.
Fuck?
Oh my God, they were dry. They were just in this ridiculous, self-indulgent phase. They had made an album. I don't remember. Would that have been 10,000 Days? I don't remember.
Good tight.
It might have been 10,000 Days. They had released an album that was essentially unlistenable, and it was just. The way they were droning on and on, I was livid.
MSG, though.
Yeah, it was not cool.
Trying to do something different for Madison Square Garden.
No, they were being dicks.
That's insane. You shouldn't do that there. Yeah. Like, if you play MSG,
I think that's just what they were doing on that tour, the whole tour.
I thought MSG was...
They had these weird crawling weirdos that would, like, crawl up the whole stage, up the backdrop, and these weirdos that were, like, in the weird video. I don't know.
Like Cirque du Soleil.
Yes, if you wanted to call it that.
I like saying it like that. I never say it like Cirque du Soleil. Or Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah. Did you ever go see a Cirque du Soleil?
No, I have not. I saw some Korean acrobats that had the same type of vibe.
Yeah.
It was at the Upper Darby High School.
Okay, yeah. It was not the same.
It was dangerous. Yeah. They were doing some dangerous shit. I remember being like, oh, no, don't. Like, be real into it. Like, please don't fall and kill yourself in Upper Darby. Don't want to die there.
Don't want that. Yeah, come on, Jerry.
Honestly, don't know. I mean, I know of the album. Don't know any words, or, except the single. What was I listening to in 96? Raekwon, Method Man,
yeah.
Wu-Tang, Ghetto Boys and Scarface with the Scarface in it, Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Time that you would die. don't think Tool's always self-indulgent, though?
I mean, it was beyond. I just couldn't fucking deal with it, man. Adam Jones got up there. It was like time for a guitar solo part of the concert. And he just stood there. I swear, he droned on with this one little minimal, barely could call it a riff, for what seemed like a really long fucking time. Like, I was so mad. I'm like, you're kidding me. This is what I'm looking at right now. Like, I want to strangle this motherfucker.
Yeah, they go all the way to New York City.
Yeah, man. Fucking get out of my face with that shit.
People on the East Coast, like, oh, you're from Philly, you just go to New York.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's fucking hard.
it's not that hard.
It's hard for me. I don't like it. Hey, guys, I mean, if you're a New Yorker, good for you. But good on you. But goddamn, your shit's hard. I mean, I know it's a grid. It should be easy to navigate.
Right.
But there's people fucking everywhere. And this is not me, like, post-pandemic Jerry, where it's like, I don't like a lot of people. I don't like a lot of fucking people as a general rule.
Yeah.
And Manhattan is useless to me. I will never go back.
Yeah, I don't love Manhattan. Yeah.
Everything else in New York's okay, I guess. Except for Manhattan.
I've had a decent time. I would go for several years, I guess. I would go do the National Stationery Show, the trade show. And so I'd be in New York for like 5 days.
Wait a minute. The greeting card?
Yeah.
Thing?
Yeah. Well, because my letterpress business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would go do the trade show. And I'd be there for like 5 days. And, you know, each year I would stay in like a slightly different neighborhood, you know. And I would really enjoy that. I'd get to know, like, the last year I stayed pretty close to the Javits Center. I think, where were we staying? Over in Hell's Kitchen. And yeah, that's right. I was right across from a little park that was just like the Hell's Kitchen playground or something.
Mm.
Had my kid with me. And so he was having a great old time riding his scooter all across all of fucking New York City.
It's a good experience for him. It's
yeah, awesome. It was cool. And I just enjoyed, you know, over a couple of days, you get the vibe of the neighborhood a little better. You find a couple spots that you like to go grab some food or whatever.
Get some food. And you can get really good food at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I did like Soho.
Yeah.
I like Soho and North Houston. Like, I went to the Houstons. Apparently calling it Houston is a foul.
Well, yeah, because it's
fuck you up.
Not Houston.
North Houston.
This song is called H.
Ah, what's this about, Joseph?
Jerry, again, mind your own fucking business.
About the subject matter. I'm asking you a question.
Let's listen here.
Aren't you the expert?
Yeah.
Okay. Music starring Joseph Rose. Mind your own fucking business.
Try it.
The t-shirt.
Yeah, guys, I mean, honestly, if you're not stoned, can you hurry up? Get yourself good and stoned and put on your little headphones and send a pic. We did get a pic from Miss Hannah Dandurand.
Hannah Dandurand.
Did I show you that one?
I do not. I've not seen this picture.
Oh, no? Let me see.
Hannah Dandurand.
Did I forget it? Yeah, Hannah Dandurand sent us
great
in a photo.
Name. It's a really cool name.
I love that name.
It's fun. It makes me happy saying it.
We'll just have it. Yeah, she's got a grunge sticker on her water bottle there, her container. Hannah Dandurand. Thank you, Hannah.
You're the best.
Appreciate you rocking our sticker and everything.
It's a good sticker.
It is.
It's all the faces on there, you know?
Yeah. Nice die-cut sticker. That's a high-end sticker.
Yeah, it's not faded. I have bumper stickers, and
that's a legit sticker.
It does.
Really?
It has not faded yet.
Yeah.
The I voted sticker is gone.
Yeah, as it
should. The Satanic Delco sticker has been ripped apart by
fucking vandals.
A vandal. Can't wait for the sex with Jerry.
Oh, they're coming.
Are they stickers?
They're in the mail.
Oh shit. I don't know if I could put that on the back.
Sex with Jerry stickers are on their way.
All right.
And guys, really. Just come join the Shady Sex Club.
Shady Sex Club.
Or join the Patreon for the grunge. I mean, either way.
There's a taste for everyone. Come on down.
That's right.
$5 here,
$5
there.
We're just excited about the sex thing. You know, it's new.
But
I'm going to eat out. I'm going to enjoy. Fuck all y'all.
I'm Lynn Joy's God's Nut. Go fuck yourself. Coconut, too.
Yeah.
I got to bring you a whatchamacallit. The ultimate in candy bars.
I'll fuck it up.
Yeah, the whatchamacallit's the finest candy bar ever made. And Snickers. One, two.
Let's not get crazy.
Snickers bars are...
They're legit. They're legit.
Great.
You fuck up a Snickers ice cream bar?
I don't like ice cream bars,
Jerry,
like that.
Telling you.
I like the option of being able to hold something for a long time, and I can't do that with ice cream bars.
Just want
to
hold it for a long time?
Just hold this. Threaten people with it.
Listen to this shit.
Sounds tropical to me. Tropical vibe. I can't wait to lose my mind at the last song on this album. Because I will. I will be as upset as I possibly can.
Why?
Well, when we get there, I'll talk about it. Right. I'm not gonna bring the mood down. Right. A little real rock. Now you're talking. That's a standard beat we're hearing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They still had a shred of normal left in them at this point. They were just transforming, really.
It seems like they did something and realized they could get paid for it. Like, I can get paid to do this? I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
They started stretching out a little on this album, but, I mean, even this album, it's goddamn, you know, compared to what they've become.
To go from that EP,
Opiate
to this, it's night and day. Not night and day, it's close, though.
Yeah, hell of a jump. Even, you know, Danny Carey at this point, current day, Tool is Danny Carey's band. Like, that new album, I think it's a masterpiece, really. It's a musical masterpiece, that new album. And it is Danny Carey's fucking album. Mm-hmm. That dude, there's a video on the internet. If any of you guys care about this, you know, you might already know. There's a drum cam video. It was made by Vic Firth, who is a drum company. You know, they make drumsticks and stuff, and they sponsor Danny Carey. So that's why it exists. And it's just a video on YouTube of a drum cam, a couple angles of Danny on stage at a show with Tool playing a song from their newest album. The song's called Numa. And it's a great song. It's one of my favorites on the album. And this dude is just such an insane fucking drummer. Like, he doesn't even make sense anymore. He really might be the greatest drummer in the world. Like, really. It's crazy. You know, look, I wouldn't want him in my band. But as far as just, you name it, just wild technical drumming skill, this guy is out of control. And anyway, there's this great video. And just watching him pull off this song in a typical live environment is amazing. And it's gotten millions of views for a fucking drum cam video. But not only that, I've watched easily 50 different videos of different YouTube people reacting to that video of him playing the drums.
Reaction videos.
Of this dude playing drums. He's out of control. Watch it. Danny Carey Numa fucking drum cam video. It's he's just out of control. Really. He's hardly a human anymore. And he's damn near 60 years old.
Really? He was older than everybody else in the band.
Maybe he's, I don't know if he's the oldest, maybe. But, and the dude has got guns on him like you would not believe.
Drummers should.
Oh, and he's killing it. He's just killing it. And this is a great song. Holy shit. 46 and 2. This is one of my favorites. My young brain would explode pouring over the lyrics of this stuff and just digging
angst.
Into it.
A lot of angst here.
Well, it's not...
this is frustration.
It's not just angst with Tool, you know? Maynard loves to get a little cerebral with this shit, you know? There's a lot of stuff. A lot of talking about the shadow. It's that Carl Jung shit. A lot of that yeah. stuff, you know?
Talk about the shadow.
Yeah.
Not the Alec Baldwin movie. You wouldn't want to talk about that. Bad situation.
I always thought, and it might have lent them here in the middle of all this, I might have saw them as pretentious.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You tended and tend to have a lot of negative feelings about things.
Yeah, they just seemed like they were like, okay, let's play a song. But that's the wrong way to approach it. Like, there's a reason he wrote these lyrics, and he wouldn't have written them down. He wouldn't have written them down if they weren't real to him.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, this really is real to him.
Yeah.
But the people who would listen to him were not real. A lot of these cats were like just
yeah.
Like,
you always run into part of the crowd.
You
that's
run into
like,
them,
you
and
know.
You're like, "Hey, did you listen to this lyric?" You know. Yeah. And again, I have a severe aversion.
Well, and there's the part of the crowd that just is there to smash a beer can on their head, and that exists with Tool as well.
Yeah, that is their thing. I didn't see it as much as it didn't proliferate as much as Rage did.
Oh, sure.
You know, but
Rage
like,
is a little more obvious.
I can see how you get pumped up before a football game. It's a Tool. You know, you're going in there, you're a lineman, you're ready to, fucking asshole! That shit. Opiate would get me pumped up. A sound I've heard a lot in other bands, and I always like that decreasing lower noise. God, I can't think of the term. I'm sorry, guys. Music,
okay.
Lower music,
lower forms of music.
Lower forms of music. Right. I like that sound.
That noise
he's doing with the
it's
guitar,
good.
With the string thing.
That noise is good.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm some Italian gangster. I like this music. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, Jared.
That's a good solo. Sorry. My wife's Italian. I'm allowed to do that. There is a... They ride the fucking edge of sounding samey.
Tool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard this Tool sound a million fucking times.
They have a sound.
They just don't do it long enough in any song for me to be like, oh, I don't like this because it sounds like the other one. They just don't do any noise right. long enough that it bothers me. And Maynard can sing. He really can.
For sure.
And
he's so, got a couple of, you know, like memorable moments on this album that I always love.
It just feels so real.
No.
Passionate. Like, again, Zach Hillerosh and him,
really.
there's nothing that's not authentic.
Sure.
Like what I think this guy is, and when you told me stories about Maynard, how he's sort of big time cats and all that other stuff, like yeah, that makes sense because it sounds like he would.
Yeah.
Like there are people I'm finding out that are bad people, but if you listen to their music, you knew they were bad people all the fuck along.
He's got some terrible tattoos now.
Really?
He got these big, weird, like, centipede tattoos, like, up his whole arm.
Centipede,
it's
huh?
weird. It's, like, not well done. I don't know.
Bug tattoos got to be real good. My sister-in-law has a bunch of bug tattoos, and they're wicked cool.
We're going into track 6 now. This is, of course, Message to Harry Manback.
Oh, who is Harry Manback?
Well.
This guy got a song?
Yeah. I got a couple of my peanut butter banana bombs. I'm going to eat a couple.
I am confident we're sponsored.
I am having a snack attack.
No, not even that. I'm confident we're getting money.
I want pizza so bad.
That I don't know. We're making money.
Oh,
I don't know.
You will never know.
How about this Alma Joy? How about this banana bomb? Like, wait a minute. What the fuck is going on here?
You're gonna be one of those.
You'll love this, Jar. Come on, listen.
Seagulls?
I could, you know. You know you're gonna have another accident? You know, I'm involved with black magic. Fuck you. Die. Bastard, you think you're so cool.
And this is Backbeat with the answering machines. It wouldn't cut you off. Like, now, yeah. Voicemail will cut you off. They'll shut you the fuck down. This is back with standard, hard, cassette answering machine shit. So this guy's able to do this whole thing.
Fucking American.
Midway through, it go beep. Now, done.
You're gonna die out of cancer, I promise. Deep pain.
Oof.
No one did what it did to me before. You wanna know something? Fuck you.
Just play the seagull sound. I'd be cool with that.
And we're getting experimental, you know?
We should do this song. We should leave messages for each other and just put them to music like this.
Yeah.
The grunge first song. Fuck you, Jerry. You don't do shit.
Want a peanut butter bomb, Jerry?
No, I do not.
All right.
I'm not. I don't get
you
peanut butter. I don't get peanut
time.
Butter bomb money, man. Yeah. I'd like to
coming
get
coming into track 7, Hooker with a Penis.
Great name. Starts the way you should when you find out your hooker has a penis. Or you wanted it. One way or the other. Here it comes. I'm pretty sure they said the name of the song to each other and no one smiled. It was like, okay.
Hooker with a penis.
Okay. Oh, yeah? Great. Really encapsulates the sound I'm trying to go for. Good stuff.
Getting at the humorous side of Tool, which does exist.
Is this it?
Yeah. I believe so.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be fun.
Well, listen.
This is the lighter side of Tool.
It's the lyrics, man.
I have. This is not lighthearted. This is no fun at all.
It is.
He's a man as well. It's only funny because of the effort he's putting in to make this song.
But to figure up your ass! Yeah, he was approached by the OG Tool fan who was bitching that they sold out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just explaining that, of course, they sold out.
Thank God he said it. Man, if I made any money doing anything, like doing this, I'd be straight. Hard to deal with.
Same.
I love your work. I'm with my family. And off they go, you know. I'm having dinner.
Security!
Yeah. I would have a butt cock. Otis! Grinch! Remove this man!
Yeah, you turn into Balthazar immediately.
Balthazar Reznor.
You'd be hanging out with Balthazar.
This man reeks of poor. Smells like pennies. Get out of here. Of course, Hooker with Penis is going to be 17 minutes long. This is badass, though.
I do like this. I like this noise.
I know I referenced it once or twice before, but I think the heaviest riff for me is still Godzilla. By Blue Oyster Cult, I believe.
Okay.
But that... But they have that underlying heavy bass and all that shit. Yeah. Godzilla. Go listen to Godzilla and watch Fraggle Rock. That was right. The edibles kicked in. You put your finger in. If you YouTube, if you ever, well, we won't, we're not videotaping this, because why? by anymore.
There's no tape.
There's no tape. There's nothing there.
Ran out of tape.
Ran out of dat. Of dat. But we're not videoing this. But again, finger went up, head back. Edibles have kicked in. Joseph is going to sing the rest of the album.
Woo!
Yay! It's like a roller coaster now for you.
Send more money. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, buddy.
Fuck you, buddy. That's great.
It's a good one, man.
God, that is so ballsy. Send more money, man. Do what I want.
Well, track 8 coming up here. Intermission.
And Tool needs one.
Yeah.
Every album needs like a break. Oh, good. See, this should be a whole song. Yay.
If you listen close, this is sort of the Muzak version of the riff we're going to hear when the next song starts. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty nice this way, too.
Yeah, I feel great.
It's got a nice sort of Zelda feel to it.
Never beaten a Zelda game. Ever. Yeah. A lot of time.
I'm sure I'm in the same boat. I mean, of course, I haven't played one since the first one.
I'm the type of cat. When I was a child. Then they came out with a Game Shark, which helped you cheat. I was like, that's the shit I want. Here we go. Yes. Yes. Everyone, I'm home. This is the song I want to play. Hello. Oh.
There we go.
Here it is.
Same riff.
You did address it. I guess you ran into a bunch of jockey-type cats who were into jocks.
Yeah.
Popular kids who were into Tool. I mean,
they started. Yeah, that became a thing.
I quit high school shortly after this album. When did this come out?
96. I don't know when.
I don't remember being in high school much longer after that, so I don't know how it really permeated the school setting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this one's called Jimmy. 11 is when we wave goodbye.
Jimmy's a good American name.
I believe that's our front man here, Maynard.
He's Jimmy?
Yes. James. Probably Jimmy as a child.
I know adults who still go by the name Jimmy.
I do as well.
Yeah. Not a bad name. It fits. One guy's name is Jimmy C. He's what you think a Jimmy C would be. Boisterous, loud Harley rider. Huh. Jimmy C. Best fucking double-decker pizza I've ever had. Great song, by the way. I actually
it is a great
this
song.
This is a really good song. But and I don't want to besmirch you. The podcast you told us about last time, and I messaged the Porch once or twice. Thanks for all your support, blah blah blah, and all that other stuff. But it does bring me a small amount of joy to know that other podcasts are failing and we're still chugging along. Yeah,
that's what you're thinking about right now.
One less shark in the water.
I can't believe that's what you're thinking about right now.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I got
a lot of time to think. It's a Tool album.
It's
I got hours ahead of me. So the more that die off, the better my chances are. Sorry, guys. Continue with your Tool speed.
Intense. are you doing, Jerry?
I'm just looking at a...
This son of a bitch.
Translation of something.
Of what?
Of a Tool song.
Stop it.
Yeah. There's a song here. It's in German.
Oh, I didn't know.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay, I know. What do you want from me? I'm just trying to do some... They can't see me, Joseph.
What are you... What?
The people can't see me,
can.
So I'm going to try to help it out as best I can.
What are you going to try to do?
I already want to translate the next...
You're going to translate it?
The song title, at least. But now I was going to do more, but now I put down my phone. I'm here. I'm present now. I'm present during this Tool song.
Jerry?
Joseph?
Let's have pizza.
No, here we go.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When are you going to have pizza with me?
Oh, pizza when it's not like 10 o'clock at night. Try not to eat after a certain hour, man.
What time don't you eat after?
I'm pudgy. I'm turning around.
Don't eat in the morning.
Then you go to bed. Your metabolism slows down.
It doesn't fucking matter, Jerry.
None of this matters.
No, just eat less. Exercise more. It's not fucking rocket science, son.
Joseph, I don't want to have a fucking pizza with you. I got to have my lifestyle.
You're never going
to
have a pizza with me.
Lifestyle examined because I have to have a pizza with you at 10 o'clock
at night. You can't ever have a pizza with me.
Your eyes are so small.
A grown man. You can't have a fucking nighttime pizza
at 10 o'clock. I don't feel like it. I'm not drunk. I told you how I feel about pizza.
We'll have weed, Jerry.
It doesn't matter what you have.
We'll use actual illegal drugs.
We will get stoned like it is
1974. And we'll eat a fucking pizza.
Go make a sandwich.
You won't eat a pizza? How late would you eat a pizza?
How about before we come?
I'm not even saying right now.
No. Next time we come over,
guys, we're coming into track 10.
Track 10 of a tool. I'll bring a pizza over. I'm not going into
Philadelphia. What are you talking about?
I'll come over Sunday with a pizza. You want a pizza? I'll eat pizza with you on Sunday.
I don't know if I can Sunday. We'll see.
What's happening Sunday?
I'm fucking worried.
We podcast on Sunday. We can't alter the schedule. I know I can't.
I'm going to Florida Monday. We've got work to do.
Wait, you're altering the plan here.
Oh, we've got a lot of altering to do between now and then because I go to Florida in a couple of days.
Oh, then you're going to get a pizza.
We've got extra work to do.
I'll show up with my pizza
now, listen
on Sunday
to me.
Night.
No, what time do you, like, cut off eating pizza?
I would stop at 8 o'clock.
You won't eat past 8 o'clock?
I'm trying not to eat past 8 o'clock. Oprah taught me that.
How's her body doing?
I don't fucking know. She's sitting on money. Lots of money. I don't care how big she gets. She's fucking into money. If Oprah says something, it's the fucking law. I have nothing but respect for that woman. The Color Purple was a great movie.
You're going to eat a fucking pizza with me like a man. All right?
Men eat.
This is bullshit.
I did not know that was a rite of passage.
Yeah, what?
Everyone has to
see,
eat
this is
pizza
why
with
your
you.
Upbringing was all fucked up.
No, let's not talk about upbringings. My upbringing was fantastic.
That you didn't know that eating a pizza was a fucking thing.
Why do I care about eating a pizza? I've eaten pizza at all hours. It's a fucking lazy food.
No. When you lazily get your lazy ass pizza, that is lazy.
Yeah, it's just fucking
but
pizza.
But when you don't want to be lazy, you can get a not lazy thing.
A not lazy pizza.
Right. You can get a delicious...
What is a motivated pizza?
Something other than your fucking terrible suburb, substandard fucking bullshit, unmemorable pizza.
It's all unmemorable. There's not a pizza I've ever eaten that I've been
correct.
Like, this pizza is fantastic.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. My mouth is dry, but I'm hungry. I'm going to get a pizza from this place that's open at 2:30 in the morning.
What?
I'm going to pull the pizza out, and I'm going to eat the pizza real fast because I need to eat it. Because if I don't, then I'll vomit the next day because I'll be hungover.
And you can have that kind of experience.
Pizza
is... But that's not the only experience.
Well, that's the only reason to actually go out and look for a pizza.
Track number 11
is push it. This has been like 4 hours of legit conversation through all of our podcasts about pizza.
Because
how I won't have pizza with you.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, Jerry.
Maybe there's
you always start with some, like, all of your life experiences up until me were negative.
I would like to say that you
hated
the trend.
You hated mushrooms. You hate this. You
hate
that.
Anything.
You hated having music played to you. Like, you hated everything. All your experiences are negative. And then I do them with you, and you love them, and they're positive.
Well,
so trust me
for
once.
For cash prizes
and
adulation.
Have pizza, and you'll love it.
Okay, I just don't.
I'll
feel like
give you delicious
pizza,
pizza.
All right, great. Let's have a pizza.
We're gonna have a couple. You're gonna try Circles and Squares.
Okay.
You're gonna try Angelo's. They're getting ready to open up in just a couple of weeks.
All right.
They're recovering from their whole fire situation.
What are we doing? Can you do anything Friday afternoon? I'll bring a pizza then.
Maybe. We'll figure it out.
All right.
This is a great song. Push It.
We just yelled through the German song.
That's fine. It's Weed Cookies. No, really, the song is a recipe for weed cookies.
I'm sure. I know.
With some magic thrown in. I love this jam.
There's not a song you don't like on this album. And I'm not knocking it. There's not a bad song on it.
I can't believe you got aggressive with me about pizza. When I'm trying to give you a gift.
Huh? I'm not being aggressive about pizza. I didn't want it now.
I hope I get to skydive next week.
Florida, it should be a good chance.
Oh, I really hope I get to.
Where is this at? Let's look at the weather, shall we?
It's going to be in the 70s, low 70s.
It's always low 70s.
Low to mid. Sebastian.
Sebastian. All right. Right now it's 62 degrees. God damn, that's cold.
What's it going to look like Monday, Tuesday,
Florida
Wednesday?
Florida nights. I do shit on Florida on a consistent and daily basis, but I'll tell you, the nights are fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
It's not as humid. Everything's beautiful.
What's the weather look like Monday through Thursday?
Let's take a look, shall we? Sebastian, Monday, Florida.
Yeah. I love this jam. Mm.
All right, Saturday, March 6th is going to be thunderstorms. 90%.
I don't care about that.
Sunday, March 7th, rain. Monday, March 8th, cloudy. Thursday, March 9th, partly cloudy. High of 72, low of 63.
Are you at the dates right?
Wednesday, March 10th.
What are you saying?
75 degrees, 66 low. Welcome to the Grunge, the ultimate in entertainment.
Good job, Terry.
Well, I'm just telling you the
weather.
Didn't
even have the right dates.
When are you going?
Monday through fucking Thursday.
Oh, okay, my bad. My bad. Yeah, Monday, March 8th, cloudy.
Thank you, Terry.
Tuesday, March 9th, partly cloudy. It's partly cloudy up until Friday. It's going to be a scorcher on Friday.
You know what partly cloudy means? Partly sunny. Don't be pessimistic,
Terry.
That's
what the fucking machine
told me. You know, sometimes it's half full.
The weather machine says partly cloudy.
That means partly sunny.
All right. Right? Glass half full, baby. Glass half full. This is all one word, by the way. Push it. I can see this being a great live show.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of singing. It was at this hard point, you know?
Yeah.
Who opened for them, you know? Do you remember?
I don't. Don't remember. And I saw them several times. I saw them on, like, some... I saw them on Lollapalooza. I saw them several times. Or no, was it Ozfest or Lollapalooza? I don't know, one of them.
It's always cool.
Or both of them, actually, I think.
It's always cool to think of these cats hanging out with other bands.
Sure.
You know, it's always neat to put that's why Lollapalooza was pretty cool.
Except Maynard, because he's all, like, jerky.
No, but I mean, that's what's cool about Lollapalooza is the idea that all these bands are coming together, hanging out,
yeah,
enjoying each other's vibe.
Yeah, listen to this shit. Oh, God, I love this. The end of this whole rest of the song... gets fucking intense. Some of that bass.
They could do world music. This is world music to a certain thing. We talked about world music. I went back and listened to a bunch of it, and all of it's that deep boom, 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 boom. In that team, you got a little triangle action there. I love when bands do this. This is my type of sound. Just a low key, good groove. And this is what begs a level of marijuana.
Yes.
It begs a level of, you can't be
I've had many a psychedelic experience with Tool.
Yeah. They're good for that. They're very versatile in any type of, except for cocaine.
Well,
I don't think anything jobs.
There's a Tool song that really touches home for my psychedelic experience generally. We'll get to it. I'd say maybe my most powerful, I guess maybe is the word, musical listening experience I've ever had was a Tool song with the dimethyltryptamine in play. And I've done it several times, and just
is that song on
indescribable? No, Lateralis.
Oh, the new one.
The title? No, it's the one after this one.
Oh,
right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lateralis. Yeah, the title track, and then a couple songs after it. Just indescribable. You know, it would be senseless to try. Damn near killed me. Fucking bass drops and that bridge. Oh my lord.
You almost died?
I nearly died. In a good way. I love this whole last section of this song here. Maynard spends a whole lot of time making his voice sound like a monotone fucking robot sometimes.
Yeah.
So when he really just lets it be a human voice, oh man, he kills it. He kills it.
It's my favorite version of him.
Yeah.
But I love that they build to that every time. It's not just some guy, like Hooker with a Penis even was a little reserved, you know? It didn't show any talent. It just got yelling, fuck you, send me money, you know?
Yeah. That's a fucking jam right there.
Mm.
Maybe that's my favorite one on the album. Maybe. This is track 12. Cesaro, Some Ability.
Oh, a baby. Hello, baby. Oh, no, baby. What's wrong, baby? Oh, Jesus.
Fucking hate babies.
Babies in a movie theater are real problem for
dude,
me.
Dude, I can't think of a place where I'm glad that I hear a baby.
Oh, no, a quiet baby is a great baby.
Well, right, you can't hear it. It's quiet.
I love quiet babies. A laughing baby's good, too.
When I was on one of my recent flights, as it was getting ready to start, a baby fucking started, and I was about to throw a fit. I was like, we're not getting off the ground. I'm not gonna fucking tolerate this crying-ass motherfucking baby.
Get this baby out of here.
But luckily, the baby chilled the fuck out. The parents drugged it or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was quiet.
The ears pop and shit. Babies don't know what the fuck's going on. You shouldn't bring a baby on an airplane.
Babies need to shut the fuck up.
That ain't the baby's fault. That's the parents' fault. Don't bring no baby on an airplane.
What if you have to go far?
You just stay home. It's the pandemic.
What if you have to go far?
I don't know. Leave the baby at home.
Oh, God, I hope I get to skydive. Did I mention that?
You are excited.
I am on the weeds and excited. Oh, I'm nervous. It's been long enough since my last jumps that I'm nervous.
You're going to do it by yourself?
Yeah. So,
you know.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm outside of my window of currency, so I might have to do a recurrency jump, which might be with a person. Like, they'll just jump with me to...
Oh, okay, they're not going to be attached to you.
No, no, no. The title track here, sort of. Enema. Yes.
They have a great bass sound.
Oh, yeah, this dude's amazing.
There's not a lot of bad music on these albums, and that's what keeps it from going into a C.
The 10,000 Days album's a piece of shit.
The only thing that...
Well, it's a piece of shit with two amazing all-time great Tool songs on it, which makes no sense. But the whole rest of the album is fucking nearly unlistenable.
We've given real bad grades to albums like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The two songs are... The Pot. The Pot is one of them. That might be one of my favorite Tool songs. That might be the best Tool song for one of them. Yeah, that's a great song. That has all the things that makes Tool great. You know, like... I don't know. It's humorous. Maynard sings like a human the whole time, which is great. The bass is fucking out of control. It's actually kind of a rocker, even though, of course, they're in odd meters. But, yeah, it's great.
I love when you throw music, you know, terminology at me, meters and shit.
Like, time signatures,
I'm
whatever.
Like, yeah, whatever, man. It's good, too. I don't know what that means, but I'll deal with it. Tablature. That's all I got. That's as good as I'm going to get. Ain't gonna get a
tablature.
Tab.
Tabs, man.
I can't read music tabs. Dave Grohl can't read music. I was listening to his interview with Conan O'Brien. Friendly guy.
Most people can.
Love Dave Grohl. His personality is fantastic.
Yeah, he's all right.
Really nice guy.
Come on, Jerry. California's breaking off into the ocean, bro. That's what this is about.
Oh, cool. I don't know what...
Arizona Bay, I think that was... Yeah, I guess, obviously, with Tool, that was probably taken from a Bill Hicks thing. It's a Bill Hicks reference. But, yeah, he's referring to, you know, fuck this place.
I don't know what happened.
You'll hear him. He says it, fuck this place, a million different ways, almost like.
People have turned on California recently, badly.
Yeah, dude, I'm one of them.
Really?
I always wanted Southern California. That was the place to be. If San I could
Diego,
go anywhere, that's where I'd go.
San Diego. I'll be
but
there.
Now you couldn't... I wouldn't go.
I just don't know what, it was a
they
sudden,
fucked that place up.
What happened? It was a sudden turn. Everyone's like,
yeah,
fuck this
terrible
up.
Fucking government. Yeah. Listen to this shit. Come on.
I don't want to get into that shit. I got to go into weeds.
It's just
government.
Bad. Followed by millions of dumbfounded dipshits. And some say the end is near. Some say we'll see Armageddon soon. Listen to Dan and Carrie on the drums. Swim, Jared.
I've never been to California. Lived in Washington, but never as close as I've ever been to the West Coast. Oh, Nevada.
I've been a couple times.
Or Vegas. Yeah.
I looked at the ocean. I was right there near it. I had no desire to go there. I didn't cross the road to get to it.
You look good at
it. I was like, there it is.
This is some bullshit.
I could almost touch it. I was like, you know what? Fine.
There's something when you're by yourself. I only enjoy the beach when it's empty and by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Cape Cod right before the pandemic, and I was like, and I for a car delivery, I had to drive a car there, and I had to Uber back. And I went to the beach by myself in my work clothes, and it was so, like, I quit the next
week. Come on, Jared, listen
to
this. You're going to love this.
So cathartic.
You're going to love it.
Got a gun, ain't too fake, man. Fuck
all you junkies and fuck your short memory. Fuck smiley gladdens with hidden agendas. Fuck these dysfunctional, insecure actresses.
And landmass is what you make of it. What the fuck California do to you? Dick.
You don't love this?
I think I fucking love this. I think it's fun, but I've lived in a bunch of places and it ain't ever been some place.
But it's great, isn't it? Like, doesn't it sound great?
Oh, as somebody from the East Coast, yeah, it's great that that's falling apart.
No, I mean, doesn't this jam sound great?
Oh, yeah, the song's good too.
Jesus, Gary.
They just have a way of prolonging things, you know? This is so passionate, and it's like, I hope California falls into the fucking earth.
Yeah.
It wastes a lot. Not wastes a lot of time. There's a lot of musicianship here.
Yeah.
The subject matter lacks. I guess that's them being funny. I guess this is fun. Learn to swim.
It's a sense of humor to a real feeling. I mean, yeah, it's humorous. This is... It's a very dry humor, Jerry. Maynard is a very dry humor.
This is very Monty Python.
Sure.
And they're Black Adder. All right.
There you go. All right, this is negative ions, I suppose.
Yes.
I believe negative ions are supposed to make you feel good. Mm. So here they are.
Here it is.
It's humorous, Jerry, you see?
Yeah.
It's a dry humor.
Lighthearted. Lighthearted tool.
This is them being humorous.
Sure sounds like it.
That's the idea, man.
There we go.
That's the idea.
How long? I bet you this song is 45 minutes long, and it's just this one.
7 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's a seven long fucking minutes. Time.
It's not seven. It's longer than you might think it would be.
There's a song at the end of this that's 13 minutes long. Yeah, that's Tool for you. They're the ones who put 37 tracks on a fucking a CD. And
oh, shit. We're going to do some sex with Jerry's after this. It's going to be awesome.
Noise. The look of disdain on my face is probably palpable. Come on, guys. Let's just get fucking to it, man. Listen to your shit long enough, guys. 13 songs would have sufficed. Here's the other 27 minutes, and it's only two fucking songs. God damn it. I mean, come on. I gotta be fair here. I trashed the Pumpkins for it. I trashed the Les Claypool John Lennon, whatever the fuck, Sean Lennon album for it. I gotta do it to these guys. I got fucking electrodes going around in my head. It's in stereo.
Oh, God.
A train's going by in the background. Dog's gonna bark eventually or something like that. Come on, guys. Let's get fucking to it.
We're almost halfway through here. We're about halfway.
Halfway through the intro, and the rest of the song's gonna start.
Right, right. All right, fine. You want me to skip it?
No. I want to see where it goes.
Okay, where it goes.
Yeah, we'll see what the next step is. This is Utah weather.
Can't wait for the crescendo.
This is Utah weather. Scariest thunderstorm I've ever been in my life was in Utah. It sounded like this. This is what I think of. Excuse me, I need a mute button.
You should get one.
It's on the other side.
No, they have them. Like, they're in line. Like, you put it in your mic cord, and you can either have one in your hand. Some of them are a pedal you step on. I looked at them.
Did you? I don't want to work that hard.
All right, Jerry.
You get all of it.
Everybody has to listen to you coughing into the mic.
Hey, yeah, well, whatever's happening now, certainly accentuating this. Yeah. Oh, wait, wait. There's a frequency noise.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here's a song. Mouth harp.
Oh, mouth harp.
Jesus. It's funny I know what a mouth harp is. It's everything. What's a castanet? I don't fucking know. Ugh. Is this a song?
Yeah.
Is this the whole song?
Yeah.
All right, well, keep it going.
Sort of. It's
gone past anger into acceptance.
Yeah.
It's like a 12-step program.
See, it made you feel better. See, it's the negative ion.
I got nothing left.
It made you feel good. Now you like it by the end. You like it.
I didn't like the train going by or someone shaking sheet metal. It could have been either one.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're getting ready in a little while to come into our final track of the album. It is, of course, Third Eye.
Third Eye is a quarter of an hour long.
Right, sorry.
So let's get ready. Buckle up. So
negative.
Not negative. You don't have to make a 14-minute long song.
Look, they were making a statement. Here we go. Third Eye, guys. We're going to hear from Bill Hicks.
I like that.
Spoiler alert. Bill Hicks coming through.
See, I think drugs have done some good things for us. I really do. And if you don't believe drugs have done good things for us, do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, all your tapes, and all your CDs and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years? Real fucking high on drugs.
Somebody's playing Arkanoid in the background. Typical Tool. Typical Tool. Here we go. Just the... You want to do a sensible outro? Like a real jam? Makes you feel... Nope. Let's make it long as fuck. And it won't turn on. It's going to be good. I know it gets somewhere eventually. It's nothing Ministry didn't do. You know, Ministry will be doing this type of shit. What are your thoughts on Ministry?
I don't have many thoughts on Ministry.
I was a bigger fan of Revolting Cocks.
Yeah, like there's some cool Ministry jams, but I don't need to ever sit down and listen to a Ministry album ever again in my life.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Say lyrically, they won for nothing.
What? Tool
can write lyrics. I don't know if it's just Maynard or it's everybody.
Yeah, I think it's all Maynard.
He can lay out a thought perfectly in lyrics, which isn't
good.
Easy.
Good.
You know, he can tell a story. I do appreciate that much.
Yeah,
it's what keeps them from like me hating them. You know, like.
his lyrics, yeah, his lyrics have been a big part of why I love Tool, honestly.
Yeah.
And that continues on their newest album.
Right.
And that song that I mentioned, Lateralis, that the way that it sort of captures my psychedelic experience in the lyrics is really cool. Right. I really love that. That's a big part of what makes it so great, you know? It articulates, you know, my thoughts and some feelings and things about that experience that really was great.
And it's weird. It's sort of frustrating. We talk about the meathead aspect of Rage and Tool.
Yeah,
is that no one's listening to the lyrics of either band when they're out just trying to smash
or God knows what kind of weird literal interpretations they're making of things. I mean, that
true.
Could be worse.
This is true. If you were to put this, to
they
real
might
life,
be really into the lyrics.
Can you imagine? I'm gonna apply this to my real life.
Yeah. Wow.
No.
Okay, buddy.
In there, Nevada, yelling at California, fall into the fucking ocean, die.
You know, we've talked about it a couple times, that deal I was asking you about. Would you save the existence of Bad Motorfinger versus a random child and the world would disappear? That's the deal.
Yeah.
Right now, a half decent slice of pizza would win that decision. Not even close.
If I could
make a random child disappear, if I'd get a slice of pizza right now, I'd do it.
Oh, God, that is despicable.
Do it. Well,
you got Elio's. Go get some Elio's in you.
I mean, look, I'd happily eat Elio's right now.
When was the last time you had an Elio? I haven't had Elio's in probably 5 years.
I've had it within the last 2 years, I'd say.
Stouffer's French bread pizza. When was the last time I had that?
That's been a long while. That's really, but man, I had a,
I would like
I had a
that.
Significant stage in my life where I was eating the fuck out of those
Stouffer's shit. Man,
you know what? Man, I'd love one now.
You know.
I'd kill for one right now. God damn.
Those little pepperoni bits, little pepperoni squares they would put on top.
No, I went plain.
You went plain? I would always get the meat lover Stouffer's.
I didn't fuck with anything but a plain cheese pizza until I was well into adulthood.
Really?
Like, well into adulthood.
Love toppings. Yeah. I can deal with toppings.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I might have been beyond 30 before I even had a slice of pepperoni pizza.
Was there something religious? Or what?
Yeah. It was against my religion. No, man.
Dominate.
I don't know. I wasn't into it.
Anti-pizza. Oh, here we go.
We're getting wild here.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, guys.
Don't be sorry.
This is Tool.
It's not like you're missing anything. You still got 18 minutes left.
We're almost at the halfway mark of the song.
I believe you.
Stop it, Jerry. Something about the way that bass rattles, man.
Mm.
It really works for me.
Shrouding all the ground around me. Is this holy crow above me?
Whoa.
Black as holes within a memory. Blue as our new second sun.
It's a shadow a lot on this album.
Yeah. Young man. Young.
Suggest who I might have been. I do not recognize the vessel. But the eye seems so familiar. Like phosphorescent desert buttons.
Come on, Jerry. Phosphorescent desert buttons.
Yes. Some unique and exciting shit right here.
Is that a peyote?
I've never done peyote.
Nor have I. I wonder if that was what he was referencing.
That seems like if we're talking about Arizona, that seems like you go into a desert and you do peyote.
Yeah.
Like Young Guns.
Yeah.
See the size of that chicken?
All that shit.
If I was ever going to be in the desert for any length of time at all, I would absolutely make sure I did peyote.
Spirit journey.
That would be my time.
Didn't they? Alice Chains went off to a desert.
Yes.
And I think it took psychedelics and whatnot, hung out.
Yes.
The desert's safe.
It is?
Like sands the animals. Snakes and shit. Arizona's.
I mean, you know, they call Australia. They call Death Valley Death Valley.
I'm just saying, if you come in there with a good, with a gallon of water and water, you know.
You're going to need some water at
some point. You're going to need some water at one point. Maybe a tent.
It would help. Or a sweet-ass motherfucking camper van.
They park in the middle of a desert.
Tom Green's doing it.
Some Breaking
Tom
Bad
Green's
shit.
Been doing just that.
I think Dude Perfect's doing it as well.
I don't know what
that
is.
Van. He's a guy who used to make trick shots.
He sounds like a dickhead. Sounds like a real dickhead.
Yeah, he's not. He used to make. Okay. I don't know how to explain it. I don't watch shit.
I don't even know who he is.
I just don't know
the
guy
like
enough. I just know I saw that he was camping out in a van. Dickhead. I mean, he has a name. It's just his name. His handle.
I think he's a dickhead.
All right.
I think his handle should be at dickhead.
At dick underscore head.
Dick H-E-D. That's his fucking name.
Somebody else took dickhead.
Yeah.
Fuck,
hey guys, I have an idea. You should try weed.
Yeah, try dickhead. I don't want to be dickhead 1049. I want to be dickhead.
Dickhead.
D number one.
Dickhead.
K. Is that you?
Open my eyes. Yes.
Open my eyes.
Yes.
Belligerent fucker.
Nope. Oh, Jerry. On our recent episode, I don't remember which. I guess it was the most recent bonus episode on Patreon. We listened to John Mesh's request, which John Mesh, I gotta say, brother, it was an abomination. Okay,
it was
it had moments. I'm not gonna lie, it had moments.
Song was really good,
But don't do that. But yeah, I was saying, oh Jerry, I have a good idea, a thing
I decided
we're gonna do on the podcast, and then you let me go without telling it.
Yeah, I forgot
when I told you not to let me go without telling.
What do you want from me?
I want you to remind me when I tell you to.
I won't remember to remind you. I'm fucking mess during these things.
Well, anyway, the long and short of it is we're going to do pretty much every Black Sabbath album. We're just going to. We're going to start at the beginning. Not literally everyone. There are several we're not going to do.
All right.
But we're going to listen to the first, what is it, 6 or 8 or whatever Ozzy did with the band. We're going to listen to them straight from the self-titled up through Technical Ecstasy and Never Say Die. And then we're going to skip over some... then we're going to do the Dio era. And then we're going to culminate with the final Black Sabbath album, 13, with Ozzy. And that's what we're going to do.
I object.
Why would you object to that?
I don't know.
Why would you... What? You don't really object,
they're not
do you?
Grunge? No, I don't object. Are they going to be on the Patreon, or are they going to be...
I don't know what it is, but we're going to do it. And everybody... Don't give me any shit. I'll slap you in your mouth.
Okay, they're just they don't give me shit. You're still gonna get slapped.
Okay, fine. Write in. Let me know if you think we should do most of Black Sabbath's catalog.
I mean, who cares?
Because why not, dude? It's awesome.
We can't do them sequentially.
Why? Yeah, that's what I want. Sequentially.
No, it's too much. It's too much at once.
What do you mean?
Because then you're gonna turn people off. What if somebody doesn't like Black Sabbath? They're not gonna listen for 13
weeks.
Oh,
you mean? Oh, right. I meant we're gonna do the albums sequentially, chronological order.
We can't do 13 weeks.
Sure,
of Black
sure.
Sabbath.
No. We don't have to do that.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good. I'm good. I'm on board then. Yes, that is fine. I'm still waiting for another 10 minutes of this song.
Coming back in.
I know it is. Oh,
all right.
Tool.
Second full-length album from Tool. That was Anima. So wait a minute. Listen, we're going to do Black Sabbath. Guys, let me know. Do you love Black Sabbath? Do you not care? Are you curious? Do you want us to take a Black Sabbath ride with you? I love those albums so much, Jerry. I've been listening to them in my free time all the time.
I would also venture to say a lot of the bands we cover heavily influenced.
Yes,
by
for
Black
sure.
Sabbath.
Certainly fucking Soundgarden, you know. Dude, they just, I get crazy. I'm sitting in my house just freaking out on a random afternoon because a national acrobat is killing me. Like, it's just the greatest.
Right on.
Tool, Anima, what do you think of it? What do you think of this?
I think it should have been two songs less. I know. And those last two songs were enough to knock it down a letter grade for me. That is it. No. You insult me.
You weren't in for that.
By
indulgence.
Putting another 22 minutes of two songs.
Yeah.
It pisses me off to no end. I can't stand it.
Well, all right, but you know,
the song, the
it's
album's
a part
good,
of your I, grade, but don't let it. You
I'm
know.
Not going to let it destroy it. B-.
B-.
Yeah, I mean that's just me because holy shit.
Yeah,
I mean it's not an A to me. I'll never listen to this album again.
Yeah,
unless I have to.
My gut reaction, you know, on your average day, if somebody says, "What grade do you give Anima?" I would probably default to A. And I'm sitting here trying to just, is that right? Is it an A? Because are there tracks that when I, you know, if I want to play that album, I put it on, and are there tracks that I don't need to hear? Yeah. Yeah, there are. I don't need to hear the fucking baby. Like, Tool does that a lot. And I don't need those pieces of a Tool album, you know, on their new album. I call it a masterpiece. My version of the album is edited. Like, I took out their bullshit, their intro, like, interlude tracks and the weirdo thing at the end that's, like, a random noise. Like, I don't need it, you know? But it doesn't stop me from calling that album a masterpiece because the work that they did on it was so good that I can overlook some of their bullshit.
But you can play it from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
But... And the tracks are well placed. You know, you're just skipping you're skipping them sequentially, or are you jumping around?
No, I don't need to change the order.
Okay.
I'm just deleting bullshit, right. Like actual bullshit. Like to call these things songs would be a stretch. Mm. And so they had some of that on this album. They had the interludes.
I mean, I don't want to be insulting to anyone, but there's not a song that stands out to me. It's good. It just there's not one thing that I listen to and go like, oh, I want to hear that again. It's just not there for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it an A minus. I'm gonna give it an A minus. I feel like there's real great all-time shit on here. As a dude, I'm a Tool fan, but I am a critical Tool fan. Like I said, they made some albums that I don't ever want to listen to. But there's some real shit on here for me. The musicianship, the lyrics are as good as you could want, really.
Right. And I feel bad saying, I don't feel bad. I mean, I'm just saying, but like,
it is what it is.
It could have been an A for me, but there's nothing there.
That's
out.
A fine. That's a good grade. You're
it's Toolish.
It's realistic, you know? And I'm like, you know, a Tool fan. You're not really much of a Tool fan, you know? So yeah, that's what I give it, I guess.
All right. Well, I think all in all though, a good experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Now look, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. We do want you to listen to our new podcast too.
Oh, there's that. But I mean,
I just want to say it. I want to say I'm high as fuck,
yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. I want everybody to listen to this podcast.
This is the one.
I also want them to listen to the new one. I want them to give it a try. It's going to be short. This podcast is long as fuck, guys. We're over an hour and a half right here.
Yeah,
our new podcast is like 15 minutes.
10, 15
minutes. It's 10 to 15 minutes, literally. We're going to do it twice a week, and then we're going to do another one or two on Patreon. So that's the deal. They're short. We're going to put them out on like Monday and Friday on the main feed, right?
Monday, Friday.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that. And if you've got a moment other than that, visit thegrungepodcast.com. This is still alive and well, and we're going to get funky on here. So hit us up on the Instagrams and all that social shit. Write us emails and make some suggestions or feedback or talk about Jerry.
Or talk about Joseph. However.
And by all means, if you haven't yet, join the fucking Patreon. That's where the good episodes are at.
Help us keep this train moving right along.
Yeah, we need money for weed.
Well, there are more other important things too.
Yeah. And weed.
Well, there's that.
So thanks, guys. Thanks for hanging out. Don't be a square.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.